A very good evening, Namibia. Welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Of course, this is a show where we bring you topics, insightful topics, so that we can learn from them and, of course, grow. And, of course, make the society a better place. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, back again this time to keep you company. And it's been a while since I've been around. Of course, I was on early vacation, which somehow now that it's Christmas, it's been Christmas, it's almost New Year. And, of course, I have to be back and do the work where people enjoy with their family. I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, but then again, it was all worth it. Okay, but it's a pleasure to be back with you and keep you company right here on Life Lessons, the show where we talk about conversations that need to shape us and shape the society for a better society. Of course, tonight, we're talking yet another interesting topic with a very interesting guest. We're talking about growth, right? In all different aspects, in every aspect, as much as we can cover the different aspects and themes of growth. That's what we'll be dealing with. And I'm joined in studio by a very interesting guest and a very good friend of mine. And I could say also an acquaintance as well. This is Emmanuel Isaac Everson, and he is the head of media at Horimo Media. A very good evening, Isaac. It's a pleasure to have you right here in our studio in Namibia, considering that you're all the way in Nigeria.
Yeah, good evening and happy Ndafa Juju. It's nice having me. For the record, I'm Emmanuel Isaac Evanson from Nigeria. I am the head of media holiness to Rava Movement in national headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
By the grace of God.
Yeah. Now, to the listeners, I think I need to give them heads up from the get-go. Isaac is joining us telephonically all the way from Nigeria, Adamawa State. Isaac, tell us how exactly is the weather over the, in Adamawa State, and yeah, how has your day been?
Well, the weather in Adamawa is mixed. During the day, it's usually very hot and sunny. By night, it's cold. So we call it the sunshine state. But at night is really, really interesting because the weather gets to be more temperate and more accommodating.
Hmm. Interesting. You know, now that you speak about the weather, I remember as I was there for my 2 weeks holiday, in all that time, I don't remember actually covering myself with a blanket or even a sheet for that matter, because it is so hot, even at night, as long as the windows are closed, you're good to go. Like, with the clothes that you have on already, you're good to sleep. You don't need a blanket. I didn't realize it can be so hot over there like that, hey?
Yeah, Nigeria has a very interesting weather condition.
Yeah.
It depends on the time you're visiting as an international person.
Okay.
And by March, you wouldn't want to visit. But thank God you came at the point where you're meeting the nicest weather of them all.
Mm. What about the mosquitoes? I had actually come prepared, you know. Should in case I'd get bitten by a mosquito. I was actually scared to get malaria. So in which weather are the mosquitoes more prominent, or which season of the year?
Okay, I would say from April down to September, October, because it's usually rainy season by then.
Oh.
All over the country. But then you skip that period. Remember I told you,
mm-hmm.
when you came to Abuja,
yeah.
I had instructed the mosquito, the one remaining, who escaped from the rain, not to talk to them. If they do, just report to me and I'll take care of them. And I bet they were very obedient, right?
Yeah, they were. I can't believe, now that I think about it, I can't believe you told me that I should report any mosquito that bites me. But anyway, Isaac, thank you so much. Okay, well, let's get into this wonderful conversation. I think people would want to know who exactly is Isaac. We're talking about Emmanuel Evanson Isaac. Although you carry this beautiful name that I really appreciate, Emmanuel, they would want to know, who is he? Is he a dad? Just one bachelor guy from Nigeria? Who exactly is Isaac?
Through the grace of God, Emmanuel Isaac Evanson is married happily married man with two kids.
Yeah.
Residing in Nigeria and then Abuja to be precise.
Okay.
Currently, ministry worldwide, a non-denominational ministry, which the Lord had raised for the propagation of holiness in this end time.
Mm-hmm.
And through the grace of God, he heads media team at the International Pali Abuja.
Mm. Before we get further into our discussion on growth, how exactly has been... Mm-hmm. How exactly has been your role as the head of media? And at what point would you say you'd noticed growth in your own career path?
Well, for one, call into leadership, you know that you're called into responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you've been this person who is by the side, receiving instructions, and now you are the one to instruct. It's a different ball game when you have been instructed
mm-hmm.
and you are the one instructing.
Mm.
When I was receiving instructions, there are things I don't need to show up for unless I am assigned to show up for them.
Yeah.
But when I am the one instructing, every nitty-gritty I have to show up because I must make sure that it's successful to the latter. More so, you wouldn't expect your subordinate to submit one to the other. So you have to be there every time you have to show up, every time you have to show up, because you need to instruct somebody, you need to direct, you need to scold, you need to rebuke, you need to correct, you need to just give basic rules mm-hmm. to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be up and going, you have to up your game. So it's a different ballgame when you're calling to lead. For me, leadership, except being called, no one should dare step into it because you're stepping into responsibility. About responsibility, none any other, but a responsibility behoves on you that you should succeed in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because during this week, things didn't go the way they should. During this pandemic, the way they should. So you would want that after you have left, or maybe called to a higher role or responsibility somewhere, that you should remember for something. Once your name is echoed, it should be echoed for something good.
Absolutely.
So when you're called to leadership,
mm-hmm.
you have to group yourself together because you have a lot and people are expecting a whole lot from you.
Exactly.
Every step you take is calculated.
Isaac, so sorry. So sorry. We have a scheduled commercial break actually coming up. So let's make room for that and then continue. So sorry.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg.
Now that's just not right. Tassenberg, best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Okay, and we are back. Isaac, you're busy talking about taking up a role, the role of leadership, and how no small task it is. Can't you continue with what you were sharing with us?
Yes, I was talking about being a leader, stepping into leadership,
mm-hmm.
that it is something that people expect much from you.
Yeah.
Unlike when you are receiving instruction to come around, you are the one giving instruction. So there are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
For a recap, I'm saying to that effect that as somebody who is under leadership, receiving instruction, there are things you don't show up for unless your leader assigns you to.
Mm.
But when you're the one instructing, you have to show up every time. Because if you don't, your subordinate will say, oh, the master is not here, so I'm not obligated to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk to themselves, the boss is here. The head is here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be up and do it.
Mm, interesting.
you know, 50%, yours will always be 110% all the time.
That's true, actually. Hey.
So I want to add by saying also, yeah, I want to add by saying to close up this, that don't rush in to be a leader, except for those who are called. You have to be made for it. If you're not, you rush out with scars. I can tell you that for free.
Interesting. Wonderful. Now, of course, we are ending off yet another year, and we are about to step into a brand new year altogether. 2026 is awaiting us. But then there's one important aspect that I would want us to look at, especially when we have made some goals already, sometimes have not yet pinned them down on paper, but deliberately, in my mind, in our minds, calculating the things that we would want to achieve. Now, of course, growth requires consistency and discipline. So let's get into the discussion of growth, you know, especially in the avenue of whether career, work wise, just growth on a personal level. What exactly are your tips for growth?
Well, to start with, I would like to say that growth is something to desire. All right?
Yeah.
Just like a baby born today, if the baby stays for a year, a two, baby doesn't cry, eventually it doesn't walk, you begin to sense that there's a problem somewhere.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I can hear you.
Okay. You begin to feel there's a problem somewhere. So growth is part of what defines how well we exist. Okay?
Yeah.
So I would like to say that, first of all, growth is a process of improving on what was there before. And when we talk about improving for the better.
Yeah.
So it's something that one should really desire, one should really aspire for. Nobody wants to be retarded. Nobody wants to just be at a point every year, he's just there, without really occupying some space in life, without really being useful, without really being called for something.
Yeah.
So once we are able to, for instance, in the business world, you're able to turn $1, I'm sorry, I'm using Nigeria, okay, $1 Namibian, for instance. Let me use the term that is dominant with Namibians.
Yeah.
You're able to turn $1 Namibian to two, that's growth. It's more like saying somebody is heading forward in the right direction.
Yeah.
So that's growth. So when one add something, you should be able to add to your life. When you're able to add, it affects you, ability, and you're able to acquire whatever. That's growth. Every single day you wake up, you're able to gain stability.
Yeah.
You're able to get one thing you never had before, that's growth.
Now, when we're talking about growth as well, of course, the human body itself grows, and a child grows, cells by cells grow. There's one particular aspect I would want to say. Can, as a member of a particular family, can I, being that member of a particular family, aspire growth for my family? Can I really make goals as well for my family to say, this is the growth that I want? And I'm not talking in terms of adding more children or that kind of aspect. Can also, is there an avenue for family to grow as well?
Okay, I didn't pick on that. Can you come again?
Okay. So I'm asking whether there's an avenue for family growth. And by family growth in this aspect, I'm not referring to adding numbers of children to the family. Is there also an avenue whereby one can actually make goals and say, you know what, this is the growth that I want. Come next year or come couple of months from now, this is the avenue that I would want my family to grow into. Is that possible?
Okay. Even though I didn't get on what you said from the beginning, because the message that I can say before.
Yeah, I think then
it's. But I trust me, I've been chosen for this. But if I heard you correctly from the end part, you're talking about family.
Yes, growth in the family.
Okay, at what point would one say that the family is growing?
Mm-hmm. I'm asking.
Has experienced growth? Mm.
Is there such a thing as setting a goal for growth in the family, making room for growth in the family, not necessarily or not speaking about adding to the number of children as growth, because we tend to think, society also tends to think that when we're talking about family growth is when we are adding more children to one's family. So is there an aspect of family growth? I think I'm losing him altogether. Nonetheless, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, we are back, and I trust that we are more stabilized now in terms of network. Isaac, of course, over to you. We're talking about growth, and I wanted you to actually dive into this aspect of family, whether family growth is actually possible, and obviously not speaking about adding a number of children to the family. So kindly get into it for us.
Yeah, Okay, are you there?
Can you hear me at all?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay,
yes,
the floor is yours.
Okay, talk about family growth. You know, when we talk about and growth in that regard, people tend to tilt towards having number of children and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But family growth is way, way more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. Family growth, talk about children is one of it, okay? But then, over and above that, family growth can be the intentional development and improvement of a family in all key areas of life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay? It goes beyond having more family members. It focuses on becoming healthier, stronger, and united as a family.
Yeah.
So in simple terms, we can say family growth means maybe you talk about emotional growth, where family members learn to love, to forgive, to communicate, and support one another better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then there can also be the spiritual growth, all right?
Yeah.
That's growing together in faith, in values, in moral, and purpose, all right?
Yeah.
Then another growth can also be the financial growth, okay? The Bible tells, the good book says that money answers all things,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
So money does a whole lot to the family. Now, the financial growth is very important because it improves income, all right?
Yeah.
It helps in budgeting wisely, saving, and planning for the future. What you intend to achieve, what you intend to do, you know?
Correct.
These are things that finances add in doing in the family. So growth financially is a very key area that the family should tend to feel towards, employ every mechanism to improve on that. Then away from that, we'll talk about the educational growth,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Parents and children should gain knowledge, skills, and wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom is the principle, therefore get wisdom and all that getting, get understanding.
Good.
Okay?
But so before...
Education is good. It enlightens.
Yeah. Okay. Isaac, sorry. So we have another scheduled commercial break coming up in a few seconds. So before you get into educational growth, let's allow it to slide and get right into it without any further interruptions.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers, and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences, or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind. FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And okay. And we are back. We do. Okay. Isaac, we're back. We have yet another one, but not anytime soon. So let's go forward.
Okay. Is the floor mine now?
The floor is yours now. You're talking about educational growth as well.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about educational growth. Now we talk about relational growth, another important aspect of the growth that should be in the family.
Yeah.
This talks about building trust,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Respect, unity, and peaceful coexistence.
Yeah.
Okay? We've seen families torn apart because this accounts for the high rate of divorce, high rate of mortality, will I say, a whole lot.
Yeah.
So a healthy family first starts with how their relationship is.
Mm.
Like children, when they are growing up, I could take example with my son. He woke up this afternoon and I stepped out to do something. Before I returned, I saw him crying already. The mom was like, okay, when your father is going back, because they're in another part of the country and I'm in another because of his health.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime. So he was crying. If I was this dad, that anytime, you know, daddies are known for, are known to be authoritative.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, once daddy shows up, everywhere is fit, everywhere is calm, everybody gets into their senses.
Yes.
Once that is out, everybody does whatever they want.
Yeah.
But I try to balance some of authority and discipline. Yet he is the word love encapsulated. So you must be able to balance that. Relate well with your family members for them to know that in this place there dwells trust, respect, unity, and peace.
Yeah.
Then the last on family growth on top of that should be character growth. On this, we should be talking about natural discipline. This also goes along with the relational growth, but then it has a little maybe additives that relational growth doesn't have.
Okay.
This one talks about character, all right? Nurturing discipline, responsibility, integrity, and good values in every member. So this goes beyond them relating with one another in the home, but how they treat outside people who relate very well with each other once they are acquainted to you, but they are very, 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 very nonchalant, or their treatment towards, what would I say, strangers is absurd, is just unbecoming.
Yeah.
That when a visitor, when a stranger meets you for the first time, there should be warmth communicated to him. That shows that you have good values. So, in a nutshell, all right?
Yeah.
Family growth, or in essence, I would say family growth is a deliberate effort to build a stable, loving, purposeful, and progressive family over time.
Interesting. And of course, this may be life lessons and not necessarily family dynamics, but because it's the time where family are getting together and spending time together, I would want to ask you, Isaac, in terms of what deliberate actions can the family take themselves to ensure that there's growth in the family? Of course, that both parties in the family, especially the adult, are playing their part to ensure that the children themselves thrive in an environment, in that particular environment, and also themselves, they are growing in that kind of aspect.
I would love you to go again, the question.
Okay. So now in terms of family growth, as much as this is life lessons, I would want you to speak about why it's necessary and how perhaps adults themselves or the parents themselves can both help each other to grow so that the children can thrive in an environment that, that gives them an opportunity to actually grow. Are you
what
getting me?
Effort to talk about?
Are you getting me at all?
Yeah, you said what deliberate.
What? Yes. How? I think in layman's terms, how can the next partner pull their partner to also grow for the benefit of the family, of the entire family?
Okay. Maybe I'll rephrase the question.
Okay.
Deliberate effort that each family member would invite towards each other. Is that fine?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Just like I had mentioned earlier, talking about what growth is, you could see that the direction I went might not be conventional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But talking about efforts that one should put together to see that, suppose it, all right?
Yeah.
One of a family member, we have an uncle in Nigeria.
Yeah.
whose son, in his discipline, he's a nurse. He had boastfully said that no child would grow above him.
Uh-uh.
You know, our parents, we can just feel, okay, after I give birth to you, you cannot do otherwise. You must always be subject to me. Time came in his life.
Yeah.
He couldn't control that child. He couldn't control that child.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him literally eat over his words. Now, this is what is missing. All right?
Okay.
Many people thought it's good to be disciplinary. It's good to be disciplinary. But then, a father corrects with one hand and he embraces with the other.
Mm-hmm.
When you correct with one hand, with an iron hand, we don't consciously, sometimes our emotions get the best of us. We don't consciously engage these children with the other hand to embrace them.
Mm.
My wife told me something, my son of 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
when she spanks him over something, try to correct him,
yeah.
he later comes and says, and asks the mother, each time we talk on the phone, she tells me, because they've been here away from me for about 3 months now,
yeah.
based on medical reasons.
Mm.
So he comes to say, Mommy, why did you beat Medad? His name is Medad, by the way. He comes to say, Mommy, why did you beat Medad? Ask her question. Then she will say, okay, Medad did this, Medad did that, and it's bad. That's why I spanked you. He said, okay, tell Medad sorry. It's so funny, right?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
And she will say, sorry, but Medad should not do that again.
So he's
see it now?
Yeah, and he's referring to himself like as if he's talking about someone else.
He's referring to himself. A child of 2.5 years. How to talk of when somebody is an adult and then, or maybe a teenager. You know, when his blood is really vibing, is really up the gear, and then you don't want to call him. See, the world is out there to embrace them. So quickly, I'd want to say there are very suitable for life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
There are things of practical effort family can imbibe to help one another grow. Now, we must talk about intentional communication.
Okay.
Talk openly and respectfully towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
You must be able to create time for family discussions without phones or distractions. I can tell you that even me, I'm losing out on that because most times we are glued to our phones.
Yeah.
We just want to stick to updates online and what have you. Mm. And gradually we're losing out on intentional communication within the family line.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. Everybody has it. Theirs is there. 24/7. Nobody switches it on. Once a beep comes in, you want to check what's the update and what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, also, you must be able, under intentional communication, you must be able to listen to understand, not to just reply.
Mm-hmm.
We must listen to understand. What is this person talking about?
Mm.
Resonate with him. Not just to reply. They want this kind of intimate conversation. Feel it as though it's you going through. I'm telling the intelligent questions my child of less than 3 years asked me, I tend to wonder, these children, are you sure they are not born with computers in their head already?
Yeah, yeah.
So there must be intentional communication. So growth happens where communication is healthy.
Mm.
That's one. Now, okay. There must be shared values and vision.
Mm-hmm.
Agree on core values, such as honesty, right? Faith, discipline, and respect.
Okay.
On the shared value, we must be able, as a family, set goals together, education, talk about finances, spirituality, and health. Then you must have to regularly remind one another of these goals. I can tell you for free that a family without shared values grows in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't think like, okay, this is the end of the year. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm hearing you.
This is end of the year,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
By December 31st, every family should gather together, should be able to gather together and share what is their values. What are their values together?
Mm-hmm.
You might just be surprised. But little wonder we have children whose parents impose upon them what they want them to study in the university.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that is wrong, but I'm entitled to my opinion.
Yeah.
That is subjective, all right? Mm-hmm. That when we do that, over time, we lose these children.
Mm.
I have somebody whose father is an architect, a successful one at that. He had ruled with presidents in this country, Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know, and he wanted his son to study the same thing. Meanwhile, this boy loves music.
Mm.
So he went with the degree program. And the father insisted he must go for a master's because he wanted to introduce him to his line of connect so that he will carry on with the legacy of the father.
Yeah.
This usually happens with the firstborns.
It does.
Let him carry on the legacy of the parent.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, you will recall that this child is born differently. He has his own aspirations, his own desires. Now, if there is no ground where family comes to review or share values, they certainly will grow in different directions. Right now, as I am, I study my son to see what are the things he loves to do.
Yeah.
So that when a course or something he wants to venture into is not doable, or the risk involved, being his father, I know better, or I understand, I have at least half and half knowledge here and there, I should be able to properly guide him, but not to impose upon him, you must be a doctor. It's a thing of pride for me. My son is a doctor. What about him?
Mm.
I have a story of a lady whose parents imposed upon her to be a doctor. And she went and injected formalin. Mm. And the person died.
Imagine.
Let
me add a story to that, what you just shared. I heard of a story, I can't remember who told me the story, but there's some parents who wanted their child to study a particular course, as opposed to what he wanted to study. So this young person went to university, studied that course that the parents insisted that he should study. I think it was about 4 years or 4 years or so, and then came and gave that degree to his parents and said, okay, I finished the course that you wanted me to finish. Here is your degree. And then he left.
Degree.
He left to go and do what he wanted to do. There's your certificate.
These are not makeup stories.
Yeah.
You know, happy, these are not makeup stories. They are realities. They happen in our societies. Yeah. We see them every day. Mm-hmm. So let's understand that there must be shared values and vision. Then mutual support and encouragement. All right?
Yeah.
Celebrate each other's progress, no matter how small.
Yeah.
What is encouraged? Whatever that is encouraged grows. So sometimes what we all need in life is a little push and encouragement to say that you're actually doing well.
Yeah.
That would motivate you to grow. And then discipline with love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Discipline with correcting love, not in anger.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to set clear boundaries and responsibility for everyone.
Yeah.
Model the discipline you expect from others, okay?
Yeah.
And that this world is so, the society we live in now, I know that presently, there's no one whom you correct finds the correction to be joyous. It's very grievous. But if you subject yourself to correction, you understand that it will produce in you a kind of fruit that the other one who is not being corrected is going to his destruction. He will self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
But you, who has somebody watching over you, telling you that, okay, don't do this, don't do that. I'm telling you, by and by, you understand that that person loves you.
Yeah.
Because when you become a good person,
yeah,
you are first of all good for yourself before the society can benefit from you. So that's for that. So on this, I want to say discipline is not punishment, unlike the way the society tags it these days. Nobody wants to be disciplined.
Yeah.
It is training. Discipline is training for growth. So everyone should desire it. In fact, if you don't have somebody you submit to, you are living in a time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you explode,
mm-hmm,
have somebody you submit to, somebody who can chisel you, somebody who can say, hey, stop this, don't do that. Somebody you submit to, basically, mentor-mentee kind of relationship. There you find this discipline. I don't know if I've done justice to that on this note.
Okay. I believe you have. And of course, when we're talking about growth, I want to appreciate you speaking in that aspect of family and, you know, small appreciations really do go a long way. And I think this one aspect that maybe sometimes we tend to overlook as people is that in whatever relationship you may be, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a spouse sort of relationship, colleague type of relationship, whichever way, when you want to see fruitful results out of the next person and you want to see progress and growth in them, you nurture that person by those kind words that you say to them. You know, not so long ago, I read on someone's status where they said, if it is scientifically proven that plants grow by, you know, saying kind words to them, how much more a human being? How much more if you speak kind words to them?
Okay, I would say that, right? Kindness is like a lubricant that is applied to two iron.
Yeah.
They run smoothly. When you have an engine without an engine oil, it will surely knock down. When you have an engine oil, it's a lubricant.
Okay.
It keeps the iron moving, all right?
Okay.
So I want to say that kindness is a virtue.
Mm.
When you speak lovingly, encouragingly to somebody, you're passing onto the person a virtue. Kindness is a personality.
Yeah.
That's what it does to the aching heart. Somebody's troubled. Okay, just like take for instance a boss and an employee and employer relationship.
Yeah.
You are tense. And then your boss finds a way of communicating with you so kindly.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some that they'll put you on your toes. For such bosses who learn to speak lovingly, there's the problem. I can tell you for free that that organization will be more productive than the one who speaks to their subordinate anyhow they wish to. I wouldn't want to say rude, but
yeah,
we're all human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we only attract what we are. So when we give negative energy, don't expect a positive one. People will do it for the pain, but there are those who do it from their heart.
Yes.
Because they know this man is a good person.
Yeah.
He's kind. Some all they need is for you to speak to them respectfully.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Every man has a growing ego in him that shows up whenever you talk to him demeaningly, he tends to feel off. So let's spread more kindness in our world today and the world will be a better place. I can tell you that.
You're right. You're right.
So kindness is a virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Let's spread more of it and then we'll have a better society.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I actually wish you were here with me in studio. Nonetheless. Exactly.
I'll have the opportunity
to be there with you. Yeah, you know. Nonetheless, it's well. Our network is really stabilized now. I'm grateful. Let's move on to growth in the workplace. Let's talk about growth in the workplace. And, you know, I keep hearing people say, you go to work to do your job and finish and go home. Don't make friends with nobody. I don't really agree with that statement per se, because these are people we spend most of our hours with, you know. It seems like we spend a lot of time with our colleagues, especially those who work 8-to-5 jobs.
more than the time that they spend with their family, because from the time that one actually spends with their family after work, minus the hours that most of that time is spent sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
So when we're talking about growth in the workplace, what are those aspects that you think we should bear in mind, especially for a new year, whereby for some supervisors, maybe we're saying, okay, you know what? I want my team to grow. I want my team to become a team, a real team that stands up for each other, that is present in each, for that is there and present for each other. So what are those aspects that even for you as a leader would say, a supervisor or a leader should incorporate to ensure that the team comes together and grows very well?
Okay. Let me say something really funny.
Okay.
You know, this is going to be really tasking, but I'll try, because I didn't expect that we're going to touch growth in different areas.
Yeah.
I just dwelled on the topic I was giving, deliberate growth, you know, but then I'm saying that I love it when my brain is stretched. That would give me the opportunity to really pour out my heart.
Okay.
Well, I would say that growth in the workplace, talking about key aspects or areas of workplace growth, we understand that, as the word goes, workplace, it's a place of work.
Mm-hmm.
So there are key areas one should really focus on. One, skill development.
Okay. I like that one.
When you come to a place, right?
Yeah.
You should be eager to learn new skills.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you must be willing to improve on existing ones.
Mm.
Okay, take for instance, in the media space, you've been to my office. There are those whom you've known, interacted with, and are those behind the scene. There are those we call camera boys.
Yeah.
They're always on the camera, and most of them have no interest to be stretched, to learn how to edit and stuff like that. I told them, I said, go to the streets of Abuja.
Yeah.
Before you be allowed to edit or become a professional,
yeah,
you would have spent close to 400,000 or 500,000 naira before you learn how to edit. I said, you're getting this for free here. Utilize this opportunity, because you wouldn't know where you'll be tomorrow.
Exactly.
So when you're in a place, learn new skills, the skills you don't have. Utilize the opportunity of being a colleague to another person and tap from his wealth of knowledge.
Hmm.
Then the ones you know, I can assure you that you don't know all of it. Improve on those existing ones.
Yeah.
If you improve on them, then you can stay relevant in your field.
You're right.
And I want to tell you that it's a skill that if you are skilled, you're skilled. Nobody takes that experience from you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. That's one. Another area is career advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody moving to an organization, a place of work, desires that he advances, moving into higher roles, taking on more responsibilities, or gaining leadership opportunities. We can't take this, in fact, from an employee.
Yeah.
You dream to advance career-wise. In fact, the very first day you come into an organization, when you look at the MD, in your heart of heart, you'll be like, this is something I can do. It's not like you like that, by the way. I mean, that is somebody who desires to advance career-wise.
Yeah.
So that's for that. Then, this is very important, this point, personal development.
Okay.
Instilling discipline, building discipline, personally, your confidence level, your emotional intelligence,
yeah,
your communication skills, and professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Goes with you everywhere. Personal development. And this can be learned or harnessed.
Mm-hmm.
by the way you see your colleagues engaging in the tasks they are assigned to do. You learn from the best. You befriend them. Even it means serving them for you to gain access and tap into their world of experience for your own personal benefit.
Yeah.
You know, you're a wise man. So personal development should be one of the key areas where one should really put his head to in the place of work. Then, of course, performance improvement.
Yeah.
Right? Doing your job more efficiently.
Yeah.
Producing better results. Adding more value to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's expected that at the end of the year, you see this one is the best staff of the year and what have you. And then another person by the side will just sit there. And then, of course, you know that the person who is awarded, or after vote has been casted and then one person is picked up, he must have done something to deserve that. Maybe he's most accurate, or maybe he's diligent, whatever he's given to do and what have you. He's efficient. He produces better results.
Yeah.
When things are given to him at the snap of a finger, he gets the everything done. Another person is not like that. You assign him to do a task, it takes him years or forever to achieve it.
Yeah.
So performance improvement is one area also that one should really focus on. Then organizational growth. When employees grow, the organization also grew. So through increased productivity, innovation, and probably sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the way the organization also treats their employees. You know, it sends a signal. It sends a message to the world out there. The welfare package is good. The employees themselves will advertise the organization. Whatever, if you're into production or service rendering, I'm telling you, don't need to advertise on the television or radio stations, on the billboards, magazines, and what have you. Your own employees will do the work for you.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think these are areas I can mention that in the workplace, one should aspire to growth.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the
first example that you made, I want to say, appreciate that particular example. Learning from your fellow workers and your fellow colleagues. I think that's the one aspect that, we tend to overlook and not really take full advantage of. You know, sometimes, most of the time, you're working with a colleague who is very skilled in a particular aspect that yourself are lacking that particular skill. Of course, yourself, you may be strong in one area, but your co-worker, your colleague, is more skilled in that aspect. And I think we sit back and, maybe sometimes we sit back and just admire in silence, and other people go to the extreme of actually being jealous of their coworker instead of actually, complimenting that worker, that coworker, and asking them to help you enhance that aspect, you know, that particular skill, so that tomorrow when that coworker is not there anymore, you still have this skill with you that you don't have to pay to get it. So when you're actually speaking, I was thinking about it. You know, there are times when opportunities available to us, sometimes even for free, and we don't take advantage of that opportunity. Now, we don't utilize it. We don't utilize it. And when that opportunity tomorrow is not there, that's when we regret it. And that's when the skill is going to be required.
Required. Required. So that is skill development.
Yeah. Interesting. I think, especially with some of the pointers you're mentioning, Isaac, I am reflecting back and asking myself, what are some of the avenues that I would want to impress? You know, speaking of Eagle FM, this particular radio, which is a talk radio station, you know, we've heard so many people come and be trained through this
particular radio station. And of course, sometimes they go on to other media houses or other aspects or other avenues, where they take now the skill that they've learned here. You know, the opportunity is ever there. You know, sometimes you can come in with only the theory aspect, but then there's also avenue for you to grow in the aspect. You know, media has so many, is multifaceted. Has so many lines that you can still learn from. There are still some areas, like you said, there are still some areas that you would, you may still need to grow or still need to learn new skills.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Quite interesting.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I think let's pause right here for commercial break and then, yeah, we'll resume right after.
Okay.
Cool.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the eye.
And we are back. Of course, you are tuned into Life Lessons Right, you own your number one talk radio station. I'm joined in studio by Emmanuel Isaac Evanson, all the way from Adawa State, Nigeria. Now, Isaac, as we're talking about growth today, of course, the highlight of the conversation is deliberate growth. So kindly get into that about what deliberate growth is all about and what it entails.
Okay. Deliberate growth, I would say that it's an intentional, okay,
mm-hmm.
conscious and planned personal development.
Okay.
Intentional,
mm-hmm.
conscious,
mm-hmm.
and planned personal development.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with this growth or type of growth, because we're talking about deliberate,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
There could be other growth. That could be just live growth or just it happened, but this is deliberate.
Okay.
Which entails having someone's conscience, having someone's intentionality involved.
Yeah.
Having someone's planning involved.
Yeah.
So it is a growth that does not happen by chance, but by choice and commitment.
Okay.
All right. So, in simple terms, we can say that deliberate growth is deciding to improve oneself and consistently taking actions to make that improvement happen.
Mm.
So there are key elements of deliberate growth. You know, of course, what are the triggers? What are the things that makes up of one's intentional growth, planned growth, conscious growth.
Yeah.
The key elements, of course, we talk about intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to grow. and not wait for circumstances.
Yeah.
We are all accustomed or used to let the universe decide. Some people just say, let the universe decide.
Yeah.
If this, then let it be. And what if I will not be, then it will surely not happen.
There was a point I was like
life
that.
Life does not move. life doesn't go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, than not, you have to pursue for the visions you've set for yourself.
Yeah.
There are goals you've set online, and you have to pursue them.
Correct.
You have to take the right steps and right actions to pursuing the desired goals you've set for yourself. So that's that for intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to grow, not wait for circumstances. Then it's also a planned personal development.
Okay.
You have to plan it. You have to set the nitty-gritties. You have to dot your I's.
Yeah.
And cross your T's. You have to weigh the pros and the cons.
Yeah.
So under this, you have to set clear goals and seek for direction.
Mm.
In this way, in this moment, this is what I have planned to do. So what are the barriers to stopping me from achieving that which I have planned to do? How do I remove them? Look at the odds. What do I need to set as a foundation for mm-hmm. my upliftment towards mm-hmm. achieving this? You have to weigh the common grounds for negotiation, where negotiation is needed, and where you just hit right on the spot, you go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I can tell you for free that the universe says, cannot say no to a person who says yes.
Mm.
But limitation is only in our minds.
Yeah.
But once you keep knocking consistently, I can tell you that you would surely achieve that. And then, of course, you must be disciplined.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, right.
You do what is required. You do what is required, even when it's uncomfortable. That is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Do what is required to achieving deliberate growth when it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And most times I can tell you that you have to first sow, you have to weed, you have to apply manure, you have to wait for the rain. Then again, you have to come for the harvest period, harvest. The ones you need to process must be processed before you get it done. So these are processes, and it requires discipline.
Indeed.
Then, of course, you have to be consistent. Small actions repeated over time.
Small actions repeated over time. Consistency.
Over time. That's okay. Consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is on deliberate growth.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about something that you're intentional about.
Yes.
So you have to be consistent. You don't go to knock at the door and then you're told no. That's what we call importunity.
Mm-hmm.
Importunity is, despite having a no, you keep saying, I see a yes, and you keep banging until you are able to convince whoever that is at the door to say yes to you. That's importunity. Never giving up in the face of negativity.
Mm.
So that's for that.
I appreciate
so
that.
So you have to also be reflective. Reflect that is, you regularly assess
mm-hmm.
your progress and make adjustments.
Yeah.
You regularly assess your progress and make adjustments. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Like reading a book daily instead of scrolling endlessly.
Yeah.
Learning a new skill to improve your career. Working on character, habits, faith, finances, or health on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, deliberate growth entails the intentional and disciplined decision to become better than who you were yesterday.
Yeah.
So the farmer's principle, I'll give you a few examples here. Mm-hmm. A farmer doesn't wake up expecting crops without planting. He prepares the ground, is that not so? He plants, waters, and weeds.
Yeah.
So this shows that growth is intentional, not accidental.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen up. It's something that does not just happen and then, okay, I'm successful. How were you successful? I just opened my eyes and I saw that I'm successful.
Mm-hmm.
What were the steps you took that made you successful?
Mm-hmm.
We all know there are two ways of making money. Okay?
Yeah.
It's either you have a product or a service. But there's no civil servant that can ever be a billionaire. I'm not.
You say under?
Many normal public servants, we see. They're business moguls. They have a product or a service they render.
Yeah.
There's a product they have which we buy, be it clothes, be it shoes. I mean, when you talk about clothing or maybe foodstuffs or machineries or utensils, whatever. There's just something that is attached to them.
Mm.
A product, a service they rent. So this goes to say that growth is intentional again,
mm-hmm.
and not accidental.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second example I want to give is the phone battery. Right?
Yeah.
If you don't intentionally charge your phone, it will drain. Am I right?
Right.
So you have to charge it betimes for it to retain the charge needed. For instance, the device I'm using now to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
it's on my power bank. Because I know I'm going to be on a long call, so I have prepared ahead of time
mm-hmm.
so that it will not drain. It will not wear out. So I was intentional about it. So that's that. So life also drains you unless you deliberately recharge your mind,
mm-hmm.
your skill, and your character.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, the gym analogy, the gymnasium, the gym analogy, that's the third example I'm giving. Muscles grow through intentional resistance and consistency. So, comfort does not produce growth. Discipline does.
Yeah. Comfort does not produce growth. Oh, Isaac, let's make room for this scheduled commercial break. We'll be back to continue. Okay, cool.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've got everything sorted for tomorrow?
Yeah, man. Meat spice, poikis ready, even got some playlists lined up, bro.
And the crew? They're all coming, right?
Howie, everyone's in. It's gonna be lekker.
Wait. What about the tassis?
Bruh,
you can't get it without tassim, bruh. It's like cabana without salsa, dog. Tassimper. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Some Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow you the go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty body. Go to follow you the go.
Everything I've been wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you've been wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too shy, not fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa is too shy, not fit for your head. Blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow, 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 you the go.
This year, good news, giant, plenty, burning. Go to follow, 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 you the go.
Something good gonna happen in this year. Blessings gonna find me here, oh yeah. Favor gonna find me here, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss your money gonna find me here. Blessings gonna find me here, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Round and round, these seasons I've been facing, but this year, your blessings I'm embracing. Healing have to come my way. Blessings have to come my way. Winning, we winning, and we here to stay. It's the blessings me say will find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Mr. Favor gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell them the money gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Mr. Blessings gonna find me here. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Tell them the clean. Shall get home it. Speak life, it is a new day. All things in my past, yeah. Welcome to the new year. Me step out in faith and no fear. Blessings go find me, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss if ever gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Money gonna find me here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss if blessings gonna find me.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I'm moving. I'm so confident, yeah.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maundu kutuungu kwa uye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM Onora itatu imwe bali heali Nola natu heali bali no heali Ile kumberewa Nora itatu natu bali o itatu batatu O mafelane Eagle FM The Eye
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, The Eye.
Welcome back. You are still tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Of course, I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, ready to here to keep you company up until 2100 hours. So no worries. You're still in safe hands. We still have much more coming your way. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. We are here right here for you. Now, like I told you, I am joined in studio telephonically by a very good friend of mine and also an acquaintance as well. That is Emmanuel Evanson Isaac. Emmanuel Isaac Evanson. Isaac, is it like that? Isaac, the name Isaac is in the middle, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's always in the middle. E-I-E. Oh, when you always remember E-I-E, you put Emmanuel Isaac Evans.
Oh.
So it's E-I-E. Yeah.
E-I-E. Okay, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're talking about growth. Growth. Oh my goodness. You know, interestingly, as we are stepping into a new year, you know, we always have, certain goals set out and laid out for ourselves. I want to grow in this aspect and I'm not going to grow in that aspect. You know, before I must say something before, I'm a person of, you know, I would speak in faith and then again, I would go into doubting 2 days later or a day later. Can this thing really happen? But interestingly, after my trip from Abuja, I tend to, I'm noticing that my faith is more stronger. So to say, when I do say that this is going to happen, yes, it's going to happen. There's no room for doubt. So in terms of goals also, as I'm also setting my goals in my mind, I'm more telling myself that definitely this is going to happen in 2026. if my head and my torso is still intact, right? So now let's get back.
You recall a few days ago, I was telling you that you need to set your itinerary for the year 2026. And you were like, ah,
I know, right?
You need to have a blueprint of what you intend to do.
Yeah.
Before God will breathe on it, before it comes alive.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So when you don't set goals, you set yourself for failure. Then that's really no room for vacuum. Life does not uphold vacuum. Something must just occupy you.
Yeah.
Success or failure. There's no middle ground.
Right.
There's no middle. We must always strive because generations are laid behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot afford to fail for any reason. We must pass on the baton of success to them, however hard.
Yeah.
So we've been dwelling on growth.
Yeah.
And then, like you've rightly said, talking about as the year comes to an end and a new one begins.
Yeah.
We're talking about how do you deliberately grow in the year 2026?
Mm-hmm.
I would want to state that I've been able to itemize a few points and I hope it makes sense. Now, one, I want to say that growth does not happen by accident.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the biggest life lessons is that no one grows by chance. All right?
Yeah.
Growth is intention.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, if we don't deliberately choose to grow, we'll naturally stagnate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If we don't deliberately choose to grow, we'll naturally stagnate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, time moves forward. All right?
Yeah.
But progress only comes to those who read. So now, the key takeaway here is this. That age does not equal growth.
Interesting.
Intention does.
Ooh.
Okay?
Okay.
Let me say again.
Okay.
Age does not equal growth. Intention does.
Yeah.
So that's one. Number two, reflection is the foundation of growth. Now, as we end one year and prepare for another, reflection becomes powerful.
Okay.
We must ask ourselves, what did I learn this year? You must be able to ask yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
What mistakes did I repeat?
Yeah.
What mistakes did I repeat?
Yeah.
Then again, where did I improve? And where did I decline? When you're able to ask and answer sincerely these questions, you will be able to say or know that you're growing. Now, reflection helps us to avoid repeating cycles and encourages wiser decisions. I say again, reflection helps us to avoid repeating cycles and encourages wiser decisions.
Okay.
If you reflect on the steps you took the previous year, which landed you in the position where you are.
Yeah.
And this same year that is ending in less than a week from now.
Yeah.
The same step you took last year, and you've been able to reflect on the result you had last year, and the result you're seeming to have this year, it equates to the one you had last year. You reflect, what went wrong?
Mm-hmm.
How did I go about the year? Mm-hmm. What steps do I need to take from January 1st? So reflection will help to avoid repeating cycles. And encourage you in taking wiser decisions. So the key takeaway here is this. You cannot grow from what you refuse to review.
Interesting. You cannot grow from what you refuse to review.
From what you refuse to review.
Okay.
So now, number three. growth must be holistic.
360.
Growth must be holistic.
Okay.
Deliberate growth should touch every area of life, not just one.
Right.
Spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual growth tempers on values, on faith, on purpose. Then, of course, personal growth, which tempers on character, on habits, on mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talk about financial growth, which of course tempers on skills, on savings, on investment knowledge. Then we talk about intellectual growth, mm-hmm. which talks about learning, reading, and exposure. Like you coming to see Nigeria for the first time.
Yeah.
You're exposed to another culture different from the land of the brave.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they call you the land of the brave.
Because we are brave people.
But then let's leave it at that. Yeah. Let's leave it like that. I reconnect with you calling that country a land of the brave. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So I give that credit to you. So exposure is part of intellectual growth.
Mm-hmm.
It opens you to the reality of certain things which were merely on books. All right?
Yeah.
Then relational growth. Relational growth, which talks about communication, forgiveness, you know, emotional intelligence, neglecting one area affects the other, that kind of a thing. So now the key takeaway here is balanced growth produces a stable life.
Balanced growth produces a stable life. Okay.
So now I move on to my point four. Discipline is the bridge between desire and results.
Okay.
It's one thing to desire, and to have the results you desire, because you have to take the steps that are key to your result. One misstep outside of the desired procedure, it leads to your result. You can't have it.
Yeah.
So many people desire growth, okay, but few embrace discipline. Now, discipline is choosing what you want most over what you want now. Mm-hmm. I believe you know there's a difference between a need.
A need?
All right. Yes.
Okay.
It's a different. A far differing, let's say, distance between want and need. Take, for instance, all human beings need shelter. Do they know? All human beings need clothing to cover their nakedness.
Yeah.
All human beings need food to keep life alive.
Yeah.
Is that not so?
Yeah.
Now, all human beings need food to survive.
Yes.
But certain human beings want pizza. All you need is food. But you want pizza for dinner.
Yeah.
Another person will take biltong. Another person will take biltong and is satisfied. I know biltong because I've been introduced to it. Say something that resonates with my listeners.
Uh-huh.
We got it now. Now, all human beings need to cover their nakedness. They need clothing.
Yeah.
But they want designers. They want Louis Vuitton. They want Versace.
Yeah, yeah.
They want Gucci and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all human beings need shelter. Some want to be in a duplex. Some just want a bungalow.
Mm-hmm.
They need a shelter. So, need is stemming from the place of survival.
Okay.
Want is stemming from the place of, I would say, maybe extravagancy.
Mm-hmm.
Need is stemming from the place of survival. Want, often time than not, is stemming from the place of extravagance.
Okay.
So the takeaway point, the key takeaway here is this. Motivation starts you. Discipline keeps you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, moving on, we talk about consistency. I would say that consistency beats intensity. So under this, I would say that growth does not require dramatic actions. It requires consistent small steps.
Yeah.
I had buttressed this before we went to the long break.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about it more detail now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Consistency beats intensity. So here, it requires consistent small steps. So reading 10 pages daily is better than reading once a month. You are consistent. Then, okay, there was a time I decided that, okay, I was going to study, for instance, the Bible. So I said, okay, do you know I could read the Bible 5 times in a year? And I was like, oh, I could go on like that. So I had a free time that moment.
Yeah.
So I picked on the book of Genesis. I started, before I know it, I spent the whole day, because my family was away, of course.
Okay.
So I spent the whole day and I was able to finish about 50 chapters.
Whoa.
And then it felt so good.
Yeah.
After all, there are 66 books. Ah, so in just 2 months, I'll be able to finish up and then I'll start. My dear, the next day I couldn't read anything. And it took me almost a week before I could come back to Exodus.
Yeah.
So giving time for a thing moderately would afford you the vitality and the strength to continue in it over time.
Okay.
So if I'm able to read 10 today, create time for it tomorrow.
Yes.
The appetite, the desire would always be there. I'll be eager to return back to that thing.
Yeah.
But if I am exhausted today doing one particular thing,
yeah,
I can't come back and invest the same strength and energy tomorrow and meet again and have the same result. This does not apply to life principle. It's just in some certain areas. But the key takeaway here is that small steps done consistently, all right, lead to great or big results.
Okay.
So be consistent. It's not about the intensity. It's not about the Agada brand, as we call it.
Yeah.
Permit me to use that slang in Nigerian context.
Okay.
That is, you just want to show power, intensity. You just want to come up, fire brigade approach. No, be consistent. Keep on it. Go back, relax, plan. Right? Strategize. Come back. Keep that together. Be consistent. So that's what it's.
Isaac, I'm listening. Okay.
Number 6. I have about 10 points.
Okay.
Number 6. Comfort is the enemy of growth.
Comfort.
Comfort is the enemy of growth.
Your volume is now, your volume got lower compared to before.
Okay. Oh, right now?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Comfort demands discomfort.
Okay.
Like growth. I beg your pardon. Growth demands discomfort.
Okay.
Anything that stretches you will challenge your comfort zone. Do you agree with me?
Okay. Yes, definitely.
Anything that stretches you will challenge your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay. People could go on and on throughout the day sleeping. All right?
Yeah.
Just relax and do nothing. They are unproductive. You can't compare them to the person who is at the factory toiling to make sure that such goods are produced. So, but he is productive. He has added knowledge to his skill. He has added professionalism. He has added technicalities. He has added a whole lot compared to the person who is just lazing around sleeping. Mm. So comfort is an enemy of growth. And then so learning new skills, accepting feedbacks, making tough decisions, letting go of habits or relationships that no longer serve you. These are hard to go with.
Yeah.
But then, if you desire growth, you don't have to take these pragmatic steps for you to achieve your desired results. So the key takeaway here is, if it doesn't challenge you,
mm-hmm.
it won't change you. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
But anything that doesn't challenge you, it won't change you.
Yeah.
It won't change you at all. Okay. So number seven, growth requires accountability.
Okay.
On that note, I want to say that no man is an island. You must have somebody who watches your back. This was a point earlier stated,
mm-hmm.
about trusting that. There must be a mentor-mentee kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Deliberate growth thrives when there is accountability partners, when there are mentors, when there are clear goals and timelines. When someone is watching your progress, when somebody is watching your excuses,
yeah.
we reduce it and then your commitment increases. When somebody is watching your progress, excuses tends to reduce,
yeah.
and commitment increases.
Yeah.
So the key takeaway here is accountability protects intention.
In this,
we are intentional.
Mm-hmm. In this accountability.
Yes.
And by this accountability, does it mean you have to deliberately look for somebody who then needs to hold you accountable?
Remember, we're talking about deliberate growth. So you have to deliberately look for somebody who you can be accountable to. Yes, you have to.
Okay.
Don't just submit to any kind of person. You must look, what is their track record?
Yeah.
What have they done in life?
Yeah.
What's their discipline?
Mm.
What's the testimony about them?
Yeah.
Before you submit to them. Because these people will literally watch you grow. And you ask them whatever they say, they tend to act like authority over you. So whatever they say, you take it hook, line, and sinker. Because you believe in them. You believe in their story.
Yeah.
For instance, in Namibia, you have heard of Dangote.
Dangote is
a mentor in the business world.
Wait. Isaac, okay. Hold on. Hold that beautiful story for us for after the commercial break.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossen Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Bug Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
And we are back. Isaac, you're busy telling us about Dangote, yes? And you should know that we know Dangote right here from Namibia. You need to repeat whatever you said. I didn't hear.
I said we on that. I have 2 points, but let's just
okay.
Before I conclude on the 2 points, then you ask your general question before I draw my last slide.
Okay. No, Isaac, I'm still losing you.
Yeah. What?
I'm still losing you.
You're losing me.
Okay.
I said, since in this 15 minutes, we should be able to talk about Dangote before I jump to the last 2 points.
No problem.
My last lines, your question, any general question or input before my last line.
No problem. Go ahead.
Are we back now?
Yes. We're back. We're on A.
Okay. Okay, so I was talking about Dangote before we went on commercials.
Yeah.
He has a track record, okay? I know Dangote is a name that resonates with every Namibia because his projects are everywhere. Even if you want to deny Dangote, you can't deny him in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a lot of things, he has Dangote written on it. Either way, even down to salt, you have to patronize Dangote. Wow. All right. So in the business world, he is an authority. So that kind of a person will walk you through every aisle, every step all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to gain his trust on you, then sky should be your starting point because you're limitless.
Mm.
If he's able to pour into you, that kind of a person, if he tells you to package, what do we call it now? To package a seeming demeaning product.
Yeah.
In a certain way, push it in a certain direction. You will not argue because he is an authority. And yeah. His works are everywhere. So that is the kind of mentorship, relationship I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that's for that. Now, number 9, every new year, all right, demands new decisions.
Okay.
Sorry, before I jump to that, under accountability, the key takeaway is your life grows when you take ownership.
Okay.
And when I mean ownership, being accountable, that way you own your life too, is another. It's another level of ownership. Knowing whom to submit to watch over you is another ownership.
Okay.
So now, number 9, every new year demands new decisions.
Mm-hmm.
A new year will not automatically produce a new life.
No.
I remember new year and then it's a new year, new life. And then before January 2nd, all life is resurrected, that kind of a thing. So,
yeah.
And to not automatically produce a new life, no.
No.
It has never.
Yeah.
So only new decisions, new habits, new disciplines will.
Yeah.
So as we step into a new year, the most important question is not what do I want, but what I'm willing to commit to.
Okay.
So, the key takeaway for this is new seasons require new systems.
Mm-hmm.
So set them and hit the ground running because it's a new season. So, it is not what you want. What are you willing to commit yourself to?
Yeah.
That is the system.
Yeah.
Now, number 10, growth is a lifelong journey. It's a lifelong journey. Growth literally has no finish line. So those who stop growing begin declining. And they decline mentally, they decline emotionally and spiritually.
Yeah.
So the goal is not perfection. The goal, remember, is not perfection, but progression.
Okay. You want to make progress as opposed to...
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be that where I was yesterday, I'm not there today.
Yeah.
When you move from point A to B and you're back, you shouldn't meet me at point A.
Yeah.
At least I should be at C.
Yeah.
That at least I've jumped even B. That's progress. Many things might not have been perfect, but at least I moved. That's growth.
Sure.
Deliberate one for... So the key takeaway here is, as long as you're alive, keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep growing. Now, I must not end this without saying signs of love. that.
Isaac, sorry. Repeat that.
I said, I will not miss out on the signs of lack of deliberate growth.
Mm-hmm.
The signs of lack of deliberate growth. There's things like missing or repeating the same mistakes yearly. Blaming other people that are good at blaming, if not for my uncle.
Yeah.
That I didn't pay the tuition fee, that I've been a graduate now. Even now, you can be, but what stopped you? You felt your life is hanged on that uncle of yours. Without him, you can't progress.
Yes.
So in the coming year, let's be determined not to blame others, but we should seek for opportunity to improve on mm-hmm. ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here. And I think in the line of blaming others, we're very good at that.
Happy, are you there?
I'm here. Isaac, can you hear me? Isaac, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. So I was saying, and in the line of blaming others, I think that's something we are quite good at also, because it becomes, I guess, more easier to
blame others.
To blame others than to own up to our mistakes.
Blame others for our unproductivity.
Mm-hmm.
Blame others for lack of success. Blame.
Yeah.
But there's one way to forget to blame ourselves.
That's true.
That's the irony. So in this coming year, let's imbibe the habit of blaming not another but ourselves for everything. Let's that's another level of accountability.
Yeah.
So that's now. In this coming year also, signs of lack of deliberate growth is feeling busy but unproductive.
Feeling busy but?
But unproductive.
Uh-huh.
People are so busy, they feel busy, feeling this sense of importance, but they can't produce nothing.
Yeah.
They're unproductive, they need nothing. They have no skill. Okay, this one goes to graduates,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
Through the world of education, I mean, for some people,
yeah,
I for one have gone through it. You have gone, and lots of people. And but then, for most of us, it's not what we read in school that we eventually find ourselves doing.
That's true.
For some of us, we had to go and learn a skill, which is now paying our bills. A lot of graduates don't go out there, I'm a graduate. Yeah, a graduate, and so what? What's key? What can you bring
to the table? What can you bring to the table, yeah.
The table.
Yeah.
Without really discouraging any course, but there are courses that you are absolute right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Psychology. Yeah. What are you really reading that for? You're reading history. History about what? When the world has talked, we're talking about nanotechnology.
Yeah.
You're reading history, you're reading psychology. I mean, where do you really fit in the society?
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that. So added to that, you know, education brightens the countenance.
Yeah.
It broadens your horizon.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you're talking with an intellectual, you know, because the way he interacts with you, his ideas, his level of understanding is quite different from the person who has never been to the four walls of an institution.
Yeah.
But then you have to appeal to whatever you think you have. That paper is to get you into the system. What you're able to offer is what keeps you abreast.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So that's that. So and so now, then we must also avoid learning and change.
Mm-hmm.
Be consistent. We hit back on consistency. Learn one particular thing and be a master at it.
Okay.
Don't be jack of all trades and master of none. You have to be known for one thing.
Yeah.
It's good to be versatile, okay?
Yeah.
Just know a touch of geography, biology, chemistry, English, this and that. Be a master. Say chemistry. Know it and know it in total.
Yeah.
So as we step into a new year, don't just make resolutions, make deliberate decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Decide what you must grow in your life and commit to it daily.
Yeah. Decide that you must grow in your life and commit to it daily. Beautiful.
Maybe, yes.
That's beautiful. You know what? I've always known that you are a man of intellect. That I've come to realize already. So I appreciate all those wisdom that you've shared with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah. I sure hope that next time I can have you live in studio, which I believe I soon will have you live in studio.
I do hope so. That by then I should have returned to Abuja when I'll have a better internet so that our listeners will not have the breakage we had today.
Exactly.
But I'm glad as the network stabilized and then I was heard.
Yeah.
I'm so glad too.
Nonetheless, Ivan is our editor. Oh, sorry, Isaac. Isaac, thank you so much for making time for us right here on Life Lessons on Eagle FM. It's a pleasure for you to take time out of your busy schedule. And of course, to take away time from your family, considering it's family time this time around.
Well. It's nice having me. Thank you once again. Happy Indigenous Alpha. And each time you call, I will make it a point of duty to always be available.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that. Now, of course, we have now come to the conclusion of our interesting topic as we head over into a new year, a brand new year, 2026. Now, remember, a new year doesn't mean a new person altogether. You have to put in some work, be uncomfortable, and I hope you took down some pointers from what Isaac actually told us. Nonetheless, if you're interested in this conversation yet again, please do head over to our podcast station, download the Eagle FM app, or head over to our Eagle FM website and listen to the conversation right there. Now remember, this is the number one talk radio station. We're bringing you insightful topics so that you can learn from and stay well-grounded and also mature and grow in your path, whether it's your career, your marriage, your finances, whatsoever. With that being said, from me, Dafa, happy Juju, it is good night. Have yourself a wonderful Saturday evening. I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.